nothing about if push-ups is going to chart.
What the fuck? Wait, shut the fuck up. If push-ups is going to chart? Did you really just say that dumb shit?
Yes, I did.
Did you really just say that dumb? Okay, you know what? I'm so glad I literally, and this doesn't change anything, you know, do whatever you got to do at any time, but I literally just started recording. So the first thing that was heard was you saying that dumb shit.
I mean, look, man.
I don't know if push-ups is going to chart.
Drake.
Hold on. Did Taylor Swift drop a 300-song album? Is that why it's not going to chart? Because even then, it would still chart. But, like, because you were talking about Taylor Swift a second ago. Was that, like, the correlation you were getting at? You were talking about Taylor Swift?
Like the amount of people and, like, people that I know around here and, like, think pieces that I've seen online, this is one of, if not Taylor Swift's worst albums. It's like from, if I were to gather the information and people and comments that I've heard about that album is only going to do the numbers that it will probably do because it's Taylor Swift.
That's still massive. And wouldn't that still be enough to chart and be number one?
No, it absolutely still would. But like my point being, like, if you still withstood whatever Beyonce did. And I don't know what that is as of right now, but I mean, Beyonce is Beyonce. And if we are to subscribe to the belief that it's going to withstand, like if we're going to go off of what people have said about Taylor Swift's album, if it's going to withstand the initial Taylor Swift wave, like that's a fire song and a fire moment, which has been a majority of the argument when it comes to Drake compared to anybody else. Like, yeah, there are people that could rap, but I'm making these crazy records, da-da-da, whatever. And that's still a valid thing. That's still, obviously, like that shit even had to have been explained. But let's say we're going into the summer and like that's still number one. Mm-hmm. I feel like that means something.
Okay, wait, say that again?
Like the last part,
you're talking about Taylor's. So let me just make sure I'm following along correctly. So you're saying Taylor Swift shit is trash, but it's still gonna chart.
It's gonna chart. But like what I'm meaning by charting, it's not like, yo, maybe it's gonna crack top 25. Like no, if it's like, is there a song on Taylor Swift's album that's going to be number one? From the people that I've talked to about the album. Like, it'll probably be that because it's Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, yeah, exactly, and I still think that there's something to that. But moving from that, so you think that she doesn't have anything that belongs in the top 10 or top 25, whatever. So how would that push push-ups out of number one?
No. What I'm saying is from a like the top 100 and like the hot 100 and the top songs and all that. Like from that entire Beyonce album, there's not a song that beat like that. Let's say there's not a single song on Taylor Swift's album that beats like that. If you're still being Beyonce, you're still being Taylor Swift, I don't know what that really means when it comes to is Push Ups going to beat like that and being a number one record. That's what I mean by I don't know if it's going to chart. And so if the argument is, if like a majority of the argument when it comes to Drake versus anybody is, well, I'm hitting all these charts and doing da-da-da, whatever, then I've been, like I, referring to Kendrick Lamar in Future, we've been number one for smooth, like we've been number one going into
okay.
The summertime. I think that means something.
Okay, well, I'll put it to you like this. I am willing to bet you $844 that it's not only going to chart, that it's going to be number one. But I don't know if there's any correlation. But as of April 20th, so Saturday, so a day after being released, it already has received 5 million plus streams. Now, I don't know what that does, if that does anything as far as charting, but I don't know how. There's even like, any type of speculation, or I don't even understand how there's any type of contemplation about push-ups being number one. But I guess that does kind of bring me. So I now that Push Ups is like officially out and has been released and everything, if you're still keeping up with your top 10, I would assume that it's in there, right?
I haven't updated it personally. It would be.
Okay, okay, I was about to say, you don't even have to do it, but would it be? If you would have said no, then I would have been like, and you wonder why I say you hate Drake. Like, honestly, like, this, I don't know if we've talked, well, we probably have talked about it, but I don't think we've talked about it on the pod. What do you think about this song? Now, even more time has passed. It's been almost 2 weeks since it's dropped, right? Or, no, like, 10 days.
Yeah.
Speaking of 10 days, it's been 10 days, nigga, where y'all at? But what do you think about the song?
I like it a lot.
But somehow it's not going to chart. Not my fault. It's not going to be number one.
Yes.
Your last take, Brick.
But I do like the song a lot. I mean, shit. Like niggas was rapping. That's what I wanted. That's what I got. I like it.
Do you? Okay, and then that last bit.
And pardon me, when it comes to number one, there's a new Hozier song that is now number one of the Hot 100.
So. There ain't no fucking way, dog. No, since you want some, and I actually do have some music questions for you. Again, whenever you need to or whatever. But I actually do have some music questions for you. But what the fuck is this Hozier shit? What's the song called? Do you know?
It's called Too Sweet.
Yeah, I'll see about that. Because I ain't going to lie. I'm familiar with Hoosier's work. About 9 years ago, they had that one song, I think, Church. Oh, that shit was all heavy. Take me to church tonight. Huh?
Well, yeah, no, I remember that song in high school type shit.
Yeah, with your young ass. Hey, young nigga. Young nigga versus old nigga.
Who's the old?
Well, in this situation, obviously it'd be me. Hey, you shut your face. Hold on, let me see what this shit. I'm not gonna listen to the whole thing. If it's gonna be that shit, at some point I should be like, okay, yeah, y'all got that. All right, anyways, let's go to the chorus. Yeah, no, that ain't. I mean, nah. I'm assuming you like that song, or you just have heard the streets are talking.
I've never heard of Hozier outside of that song from 9 years ago. I'm legit just looking at the chart right now.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Hey, nah, that shit was in it. Hey, they was in their bag a couple of years ago, about 9 years ago. God damn, that's crazy. That's damn near a decade. This is definitely. But Kendrick, it's been 10 days. Now, just with what I believe and how I think, and obviously I'm very far removed from the whole Kendrick Lamar and music just in general, so you'll have a much better take, I would assume. But in the whole art of it, the whole sport of it all, I would think there is obviously something to it being out as soon as possible. Like, that's why Rick Ross got all the points that he got, and it's somewhat for at least 4 hours became a Drake and Rick Ross beef, as opposed to what most people you say want it to be. I'm looking at Future sideways, but the whole Drake Kendrick thing. So okay, but Kendrick is somewhat known for taking his time and everything like that. And obviously, whenever it drops, if it drops, like, we're all gonna be like, oh shit, like, whoa. I mean, obviously as a Drake fan, I probably won't be like that, but like the world's gonna stop whenever it drops. Now, is there, I do think now the longer that it goes, regardless, and I know this is going to be hard to, especially in the moment, it's going to be damn near impossible to keep up with. So I'm glad that I'm recording this. But let's say Kendrick drops some heat, just like, even I got to be like, damn, that nigga, like, I mean, if Kendrick makes it hard for me to continue fucking with Drake with the next song or songs that he drops, then I'm like, damn, okay, he did that. But I think in fairness, we have to acknowledge, let's say Kendrick drops just some fire shit in first week of June. He drops 2-3 songs. And it's like, just like maybe one of them's like addressing Drake and the other two are just Kendrick on his shit, but he also has bars in there that could be alluded to Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like some shit like that. Let's say he does something like that.
Or if he actually drops the album. Whatever this album is supposed to be.
I will walk to California if he drops an album this summer. We needed you 2 weeks ago. That's not about that. Even if Kendrick just ethers this nigga or just hit him up, whatever you think the best diss track of all time, Kendrick does that times two. If Kendrick were to do that, I think with every day that goes by, and granted, I don't know how much time is in between who shot you and hit him up, or like, I don't know. But the more time that goes by, I think that should somewhat take, I know it's not whenever it hits, we're all gonna be prisoners of the moment, but I think something should be said about the fact, like, okay, Drake responded in what, 2 weeks or 10 days, however long it was, maybe even longer, I don't know, if we're counting the drop of like that and that as the official diss, I gotta get back at you type shit, then so what, I think that would probably be around the same time period. So if Kendrick doesn't drop this week or early next week, then he's gone past the time period that Drake did. So even if he has some lyrical triple entendres in his bag just shitting on you, I think Drake still, I know he won't in the moment because there will be more fresh, but Drake won already if that's the case.
He won or he's winning?
No, if Kendrick were to drop something in early June, he drops a song just ethering Drake. Now, like I said, again, we will all be prisoners of the moment and be like, oh, damn, Drake, hey, he got him. He did this, he did that. But in fairness, you had a whole 2 months to do that. Drake did his shit in 10 days, unless, and I wouldn't rule it out, which is the only reason why I'm bringing it up. Drake has had some energy towards Kendrick for a long time. He's always had some bars maybe in his head or in a notepad or whatever the fuck, ChatGPT or whatever the fuck. He's always had an idea of what he would do, and the time was right now, so he doctored it up to make it timely. That could easily be the case. But even if that were the case, Kendrick, you had a song that was ready 4 years ago, right? Why couldn't you have done the same thing in a shorter period of time?
Dude, do you believe that they had a song for 4 years?
Well, I don't.
Because I don't.
I don't pay attention to any of this, but I mean, I would. I mean, didn't Kendrick say he had? I mean, again, I don't pay attention or know, but
he did not. He
okay,
said.
So where did this rumor come from? Where did this whole fake speculation music that he
insiders,
had?
Fake music insiders on Twitter. This is for me where a vast majority of the intrigues come from. Like I'm seeing threads about how Drake could buy Kendrick Lamar's catalog. I'm hearing shit about I'm hearing shit about, well, how did he know about the amount of things that Twitter accounts with rappers' faces on them as a profile picture is telling me or trying to tell me. In some cases, things are entirely accurate. This just feels off of, I 100% understand if academics has some information, if Joe may have some information, if No Jumper may have some information, or whatever the case may be.
Well, that's where I'm getting my information from. And they have said that he's had some shit in the works for a while.
But even to that point, even they could be full of shit too. But if it makes sense, I would rather hear that someone's full of shit if it's someone like in that type of platform rather than niggas who are just wanting to push stuff on either side.
Okay, well, what I will say is I will agree with you because it could all be speculation and bullshit because you say that Kendrick and his camp has never said anything about having this ready or whatever. But the narrative, even if it's incorrect, the narrative is still the narrative. We know this because we follow sports. The narrative is Kendrick has had a track waiting for 4 years. And it's been 10 days, nigga. Where y'all at? That's why I'm saying, again, we'll be prisoners of the moment if and when, whenever it drops, it drops. The sooner, the better. But if something were to drop late May, early June, mid-June, late June, July, but he just fucking murders him whenever it drops, obviously we're all going to be prisoners of the moment and be like, oh, Drake, you got killed. Oh, Drake's done. Oh, Drake's cooked. Oh, eliminate Drake or all that shit. Like, yeah, all that will be happening and relevant at that time. But I think something should be said about the fact that it took, allegedly, so fucking long to get it done. One, that's one. Two, though I was going to ask you earlier, Drake appears to already have number two in place if, and I mean, maybe you don't, but do you believe or do you think there's any credence to the theory that at the end of Push Ups, like when the whole kind of song changes and he's like doing some other shit, like that's already another song that he already has done? Or maybe it wasn't done at that moment at that time, but it's been a week since then, so it's probably done now. So another song, like kind of addressing this whole beef, because like he already has a track two, allegedly, apparently. That's the rumor. That's the narrative.
If we're going into the narratives, I think that whatever that song is has nothing to do with Kendrick Lamar, or very little to do with Kendrick Lamar. Like think of, like, remember how that song ended? I was really, really trying to keep it PG. Yeah. Sure, that could be a play on PG Lang, or in my head, I took it as I have nothing that's like explicit, raunchy, or whatever the case that I have against Kendrick Lamar. Like, even with Push-Ups, like, nothing was really like, ooh, shit. Like, nothing was, like even with the lines that were in that song, nothing was as flagrant as dick-sucking lips on either. You know what I'm saying?
I'll agree with you with what you're saying, and I'll go ahead and take it a step further, because Drake has already proven on social media, better yet, which is obviously could just be promoting and just a paid sponsorship, which I'm more than likely sure it is. But Drake has already proven to, you know, gamble and be a part of that world and everything. So, and what you're saying, I 100,000% can be like, oh, yeah, that's probably something he's already had done and it has nothing to do with that and everything. But it just so happened that he used that phrase and that could indirectly be like, it's very possible. Like, I will not rule it out. It's very possible that what you said is 100% correct. Like, not on some raunchy shit. Like, I'm trying to keep it PG. And it just so happened, he's like, oh, shit. That's his...
No, but here's the thing, though. It doesn't stop just there.
Okay.
The idea of not, like, keeping it PG, again, as far as I know, there is nothing that is flagrant enough that should be directed towards Kendrick Lamar. But if we are to subscribe to the belief that there is a legitimate tension between him and Future... Knowing how long they've been cool with each other, knowing how long they have had conversations and collaborations and all those things, even if it's 1,000% strictly based on emotion, there are a lot of flagrant things that could be said off of emotion. So if that is the case, if there actually is a song, if you ask me, I think that's the real, like, what you're looking for.
What do you mean? Like another diss? What are you talking about? What I'm looking for?
Like, hey, Future, you bitch ass nigga. Hey, oh, okay. Metro, you bitch
ass. Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Hey, and that's the thing. But here's the thing. So, kind of going back to what I was saying, it could very. I would not rule it out. Is Drake bluffing? It just so happened that you can arguably be like, oh, like PG, oh PG Lang or whatever the fuck. But it could literally be nothing. It could just happen to be happenstance that he put it at the end of the song and now people think that, but he's bluffing. So is Kendrick and Kendrick's camp thinking like, okay, we got to go even fucking harder than maybe we originally thought because this bitch already got number two ready. So if we're not going to go hard in one, we got to have 2-3 ready, 2-3-4 ready. Like, how much of this is a Cold War? Is it just a Cold War? Like, Drake dropped his nuke. Well, It depends on how you want to look at it. You can say on one hand, you can say Kendrick dropped his nuke and then Drake responded, or you could say Drake dropped his nuke and we're waiting for Kendrick. It depends on what you want to consider the start or whatever. And I when I was doing my top 10 episode, I actually, as I was doing it, I'm starting to have a reason to believe that this whole thing goes back even further, because Like That came out like 3 weeks ago, a month ago.
It was in the middle of March.
Yeah, when did the song Vultures come out? Was it this year or last year?
Last
year. The song Vultures, like the song. I don't know what project. I don't know if it's Vultures 1, Vultures 2. I don't know what it was.
It was just like a singular release at the time, but like how that nigga works, like you. Like you're just trying to tweak things, and then like the first version that like everybody was fucking with was with was the start of the rollout for the first Vultures. He kind of say off to the side really quick, mm-hmm. as someone who considers Kanye West as one of the greatest artists of all time, definitely in top three discography in all of rap music, probably in all of music. I could not give a single solitary fuck about that Like That remix. I could not give a single fuck about his interview with Justin LaBoy. I could not give a single fuck about really his raps for the past X amount of years now. So anything that you may think or anything that you may say, like to speak to the fan of Ye in me, I'm just going to agree with you. Because I have not cared for this nigga for a little while, to be honest.
I haven't. I know that happened. He had liked that remix and then dropped had some interview. I didn't know who it was with or whatever. But I knew that something was going on. But I mean, since then we've heard the whole rumor, speculation, whatever. Of I guess Kanye and ASAP Rocky having a threesome with Drake's baby mama, like that whole pregnant in a threesome. Who baby is it? I mean, maybe you haven't heard that, but like I've heard that.
No. I 100% heard it. First, don't care that much. Second, Juan was ass anyways.
Okay. And that I think that just might be just a little bit of a generational thing. I think because you're 27, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, when I was 27, maybe I was, that was 2021, I don't know, 2020, I don't believe, I think I might have been more on your side or in your wheelhouse or like kind of understanding where you're coming from with that, but if it's true, I 1,000% have a problem with it. And two, even if it's not true, it's speculation, but was she in the room? Was she in the building? Was she on the premises of this alleged day? As now, like if she's just a bitch, then yeah, don't matter. That's my baby mom's. Did this alleged threesome happen before or after my son was inside of you?
This fake threesome never fucking happened.
Well, okay, again, like, that could be like that too.
If I'm fucking with Brianna, I will kill you at the thought of like, hey, let me join in, nigga, die. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. I'm trying to find the exact line. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find the exact line because that is one reason why you could say, like, hold on, what the fuck is going on with this Vulture shit? And now Kanye responding the way he did today, like, okay, so, I mean, obviously Drake and Kanye have had their beef going on for years, but is this, because do you have any idea or any, you know, do you have any idea of, like, Drake and, Future and Kanye, like, cool? Like, what's their relationship to your knowledge? Obviously you're not there, obviously, but like, do you, are they cool?
As far as I know, they're at the very least cordial. Like, hey, I rock with you, hey, you got some dope shit, cool.
Okay, all right, hold on, let me see something.
because, like, the idea of the elimination of Drake, that's also cool. Like,
that is hilarious. I love that
you,
shit.
You cannot be, you should not be, and if this may sound like on some, hey, don't try and, like, you're on this high of a pedestal, you shouldn't be wasting your time on these, whatever. If it sounds like that, because I don't want to, like, necessarily come off as that, but, nigga, you have one of the greatest discographies of all of music. Like, there have been multiple instances and multiple occasions that this light-skinned nigga did everything but get on his knees and blew you to smithereens talking about he's one of the biggest influences on my career. Like he has, like, quite a hand in, like, how my sound is. Like outside of Lil Wayne, for obvious reasons, you can't convince me that Drake's biggest influence is not Kanye West. Okay. And if you know that, like, we're still on some shit of, like, yo, man, I'm trying to kill this nigga. Like,
Okay. All right. We're not doing the Kanye West Drake shit like that.
You're Kanye West, arguably the greatest disciple in music history. But you're talking about how we need to eliminate this nigga. What are you talking about?
I've already told you Kanye fears Drake, which means Drake has already passed Kanye. You don't have to like it, accept it, or agree with it. But the insecurity that this guy that you believe is better than him is showing shows Drake has passed him.
Hey, I agree with you. From this moment until whenever Drake wants to call it a career, like, he's going to be seen in a bigger light than Kanye West.
So 100 years after he dies?
Kanye West has a top three discography in all of music.
No.
What do you mean?
No, we're not. Anyway, so moving along, like I was saying, now I'm looking at the quote unquote lyrics of the song, because like I said, the whole thing with the whole threesome, everything, like pregnant or who baby is or whatever, yada fuck, allegedly could be seen as some bars directed as Drake. Then in Ty Dolla $ign's verse, in the lyrics that I'm reading, he says, hey, shout out to my symphony, 9th Ave, spaced out. We did that shit so differently and brilliantly. Now, that could very well have always been it. That is correct. But I'm sure as someone that knows music, studies music, looks at the lyrics, I think, or has in the past at least looked at lyrics, you can see that the lyric that you're reading online is incorrect. Like, it's possible. Or do you believe that what you see is always correct, and you're wrong?
Like, whenever you're reading lyrics, I mean, niggas mess up on Rap Genius every day.
Well, not just, it could be any other site. That's what I'm looking at right now. But it could be any site. But I mean, because I mean, before we exactly. But my point is, if you're on a website that says rap lyrics for insert song here, and it says this is what's said, then that is what, I mean, like, mentally, like, you've always known it as one way, but now that you believe or have heard that it's something else, now you start to hear that.
Okay, so what was heard then within that
side? I was gonna get to that. So when he said, okay, so it said the actual quote unquote official lyric is, hey, shout out to my symphony, 9th Ave, spaced out. We did that shit so differently and brilliantly. What I have been hearing from the first time I heard this song until literally just now when I looked at it, because I wanted to see if what I was seeing was correct, and I was incorrect, but I before even knowing about this alleged beef, I've always heard it as, hey, shout out to my symphony, like that, spaced out, we did that shit so differently and brilliantly. Now, obviously, all I did was change two words, but those two words could allegedly change everything. The real lyric, according to Spotify, is a shout out to my symphony, 9th Ave, spaced out. We did that shit so differently and brilliantly. I hear a shout out to my symphony, like that, spaced out. We did that shit so differently and brilliantly. So when I'm hearing that, I'm like, wait, hold on. Like that was the shit Kendrick was on. Spaced out. Hold on. Vultures came out a while back, and that shit was spaced out. We did that shit so differently. And hold on. These niggas might be trying to eliminate my nigga. But it does say, allegedly, it's actually 9th Ave. But that was just adding on to my whole thing of like, well, hold on. When did this whole shit? Because, I mean, I never thought of that pregnant in a threesome, who baby is. I never thought that that could have anything to do with Drake. But now people are saying it could be. So then I'm just over here just like, hold on. This nigga said, shout out to my symphony, like that, spaced out. We did that shit so differently. This is a coordinated attack, is what I was thinking until about 10 minutes ago when I looked at the official lyrics, allegedly, and it says 9th Ave. But I'm still skeptical. Whenever I listen to the song, I'll see what I hear. But given that context of what I was hearing, do you see how I like could see the beef? Like, this is even more so. And now Kanye's on a remix of a Future song, and allegedly. And I have not listened to it. I have no idea what the making or what the history or anything like that was. But is it possible? Is it possible that Future reached out to people and asked them to do verses, and Kanye was just like late as fuck, and Future was just like, well, we actually got a hit right here, so we good. And like the song originally fades out, maybe it keeps going, and maybe Kanye comes in. I don't know, because I haven't heard this yet. I don't know how it fits, if it fits. I don't know if there was any, like, maybe, possibly, and I know you don't have nothing concrete, but maybe Future's camp reached out to Kanye, and maybe this is just Kanye. He was late. He didn't think it was going to take off like it did, and now he's like, fuck. Well, shit, here's my shit. Type shit.
The way the remix starts, and I don't have it verbatim in front of me, but the way it starts is essentially, hey, like, yo, we gotta take this fuck nigga out. Yo, Dot, I got you. Like, Dot as in Kendrick Lamar, obviously.
Okay, alright, okay.
I like, the way that niggas say I have it in good authority or, like, good information, like, even though I've spoken to nobody, like, I don't know if I would talk with the featured artist on a song rather than speaking to the people that actually made the song. Or if it is just a surface level of, hey, like, this is only a thing because Kendrick Lamar had his verse, so it's like, yo, Dot, like, I see you taking this fucking nigga out, let me tag in. But I also feel like in my heart of hearts that, like, nobody called this nigga, bro.
Hold on.
Cracked out Dr. Dre.
You literally said earlier, Kanye's discography is like top to like nobody or some shit like that. So
it's a top three all time.
Okay, yeah. Kanye is a top three all time discography. So why wouldn't I, if I'm Future and Metro, if I'm able to get it, why wouldn't I want Kendrick and Kanye on the song? Why wouldn't I want that? So, I mean, yeah, it could be like I'm saying, like you said, like, because I haven't heard it, but you said it starts off with, yo, Dot, I got you, like, you're on some shit. It sounds like, to me still, he was reached out and he was just not taking it seriously, doing some other shit. I don't know. Is he still running for president, doing fashion, still doing music? Is he working on vote? Who knows what that nigga's doing? But now he sees like, oh, damn, this shit took off. Oh, and they going at Drake? Oh, no. Hey, my fault. Hey, I got you. You want a remix? What's up?
For me, I would subscribe to that. The song itself was the original song. It's not the original song that he's rapping over, like, as a remix. Like, this is an entirely different arrangement. Like, this is an entirely different spin. So
the beat not even the same.
It's not even close.
This nigga Kanye did his own shit.
This nigga Kanye does whatever the fuck he wants to do.
So that's why he wasn't
call him or not.
So that's why he wasn't on the song.
Did not call him and he did it anyway.
No. I think we're looking at it differently. I think they called him, and then that's what he sent back, and Future and Metro just like, yeah, nah, we really just, like, needed a verse. Nah, like, trust me, like, add that. He just like, nah.
No,
You know what? That's more than likely to be the case, because this nigga wants to do fucking everything, nigga. Nigga, do you, nigga. I'm still waiting to hear Vultures 2.
That, look, they dropped like that, and like, Kanye was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I thought it was going to be on there. Like, oh, hey, look, man, hey, we about to drop another album, so you still got time. It could still be on there. We're doing the 2 double discs, so we'll do a remix featuring Kanye West. It's perfect. And Kanye took the extra time, and he saw how much that shit was going already on its own. He was like, nah, fuck that. I got to make this about me. Fuck, everybody want Kendrick versus Drake. This is me versus Drake. All of y'all can suck a dick.
Which is why they didn't call him. Why would you want to work with this nigga?
No, I believe they called him. I think Kanye just was on Kanye time. I believe that he was called. I do not believe. I know it's possible, but I do not believe Metro, Future, and Kendrick all linked. They collabed, their people and their people spoke and did everything. All this, just them three, put that song out. Kanye heard it and said, no, I got to put my name on that. I know Kanye crazy, but I don't think he that crazy. I think that they reached out to him as well, along with other people. I think like The Weeknd and other people like were reached out, like, hey, what you want to do? Be a part of this. Hey, here's our project. See where you fit in type shit or whatever the fuck. Like, that's how I think it goes down. I don't know. But that's how I like to envision it.
Like that could very well be the case. This nigga shaved off his teeth. Like, you know how niggas like have veneers and all that?
Yeah.
This nigga went through the process to get veneers, but instead of veneers, he has a titanium, like, this nigga has titanium teeth.
Look, man.
That's not a fucking nutcase to you?
Hey, nah, fuck that. Nah, he got this perfect teeth.
This nigga is a nutcase. Nah, he got perfect teeth. Cut it out, man. I shouldn't be the one trying to shit all this nigga.
Hold on.
But cut it out, man.
So you're telling me if you could have titanium teeth, you wouldn't?
No, nigga, what are you talking about?
See, you on bullshit. You on bullshit, dog. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
If I can get titanium teeth?
My bad.
Why wouldn't I do that? Like, hey, see, that's the difference between me and you normal niggas. I'm not even talking about you or to you right now. This is the difference between me, I'm potting right now. This is the difference between me and you common niggas. Y'all like, hey, I should get a tattoo. I'll get some ink in my body and do that. Nigga, no, that don't make no fucking sense. Why would you do some dumbass shit like that? But titanium teeth? Sign me up!
This nigga Kanye West is a maniacal madman. Who is the perfect balance of he knows what he's doing, but he also doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Like, I feel like the sentiment is there. But the process is all types of fucked up. But it's gonna work because it's Kanye West. And when I mean work in the sense of the masses are going to consume it, not even knowing that it could very well be fucking ass.
So literally all I heard was Kanye West is goals. Like, goals. I don't really love the whole, like, people are saying his wife looks like Kim. I don't see it. Like, honest, like, she aight. But she, I mean, obviously I would rather have Kim Kardashian than what, Bianca Censori? Is that who it is? Is she, her name?
I guess
Bianca West now, I guess. I don't, whatever the fuck. But like, I don't believe in that shit at all. But whatever. But I have two more questions for you. And again, do you, whatever, whatever. And we are back. All right, so yeah, I just have like two more things for you. So first off, I want to just talk about some NBA real quick. You're all NBA first team. We ain't got to go deep second, third, and all that shit. I just want to know if we're on the same page as far as all NBA first team and MVP. So what you got? All NBA first team.
All NBA first team. I got Luka Doncic, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Jason Tatum, Nikola Jokic, and Anthony Davis.
Wow! Holy shit! Okay. Okay. All right. So, we were four for five. There was just one, literally one That was a disagreement. Do you want to guess who that was first? The disagreement?
Was it Jason Tatum?
No, it actually wasn't Jason Tatum.
It was Anthony Davis, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Anthony Davis. Now, I can see it, but we know that's not going to happen. That was not in my mind at all when I was like actually thinking about it. But they're not. Anthony Davis cannot be All NBA first team unless LeBron is first team, and he's not. So, AD cannot be All NBA first team. It can't be that big of a gap between him and LeBron. Unless you had LeBron on your second team. I don't. Unless you had him on your second team.
I'll have to think about it when it comes to a second team. But I mean, I think Anthony Davis, more than any other season that he's been on the Lakers, was very much like the reason the Lakers were able to do anything this year. Like career high 76 games. Like I don't have what his stats were in front of me, but like just the fact of like career high 76 games, that has to mean something.
I mean,
along with obviously the skill set that Anthony Davis brings up.
Yeah, no, his skill set's amazing. We know what his skill set like brings and what you should be able to account for him on any given night, but All NBA first team is kind of I love Anthony Davis, BBN, I mean Calipari, but and also the other reason why this is kind of funny, because I'm talking to you about this, so we know, like, I mean, let's just say Anthony Davis didn't exist, who would you have in his place?
I mean, look man. Hey man.
See, and that's my point. That's why I'm just like, see, like this whole AD thing. It really just stems from hate.
But it really just stems from hate.
Like, hey, who my third shit? My second option shit. Fucking, goddamn, Carl Anthony Towns. Paul George. Kawhi Leonard. God damn it.
But see, that's the thing, though, right? Like. I was watching a couple of games, man. Like, nigga, this nigga Victor Wembanyama is very much advertised.
Okay. All right. So then, look. Hey, you know what? You're right. Wimby's amazing. I don't think that you can be All NBA first team and win only 20 something games. But you know, that's just me. I'm crazy. But I'll put it to you like this. So we have a guy, player A averaged 30 points, 7 assists, and 12 rebounds a game. Okay? Player A.
What were his points you cut out?
I'm sorry, cut out? He averaged 30 points a game, 7 assists a game, 12 rebounds a game. Just some random guy, player A. Player B averaged 25 points a game, 4 assists a game, 13 rebounds a game. If you would like defensive stats, I can give them to you.
Sure.
All right. So that same guy, so player B, averaged 25 points, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 4 assists, 13 rebounds a game.
Okay.
Player A averaged 30 points a game, 1 block, 1 steal, 7 assists, and 12 rebounds a game.
Yeah, I have the shooting splits.
I'm so glad you asked. Player A shot 61% from the field. Player B shot 56% from the field. From three, player A shot 27% from the field. And player B shot 27% from the field as well. If you would like free throws, player B was 82%, where player A was 66%.
Okay. Well, I mean, full list in front of me. Player A seems to have the edge for sure. So.
Hmm. Okay. I would. I personally have player A in my All NBA first team over Anthony Davis, and I love me some AD, but I also love me some player A.
Is player A, Anthony Edwards?
Absolutely fucking not.
Okay, fair enough.
He's actually Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Ah.
Yeah, ah.
Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
Ah, yeah, yeah, we know. Yeah, we know.
I mean, Dame's really nice, man. Like, shit, man.
Yeah, hey, I promise you, hey, if I were to ask you your second and third team, he wouldn't be in it.
Okay.
I mean, I'll ask you, but I think we both agree. Please. So there, it's positionless, but can you think of 15 NBA players that are better than Damian Lillard this season?
That are better than Damian Lillard, yes.
This season, my point is accurate. So my first team was Luka, Shea, Jason Tatum, Giannis, and Jokic. I have a second team. I'm not asking. If you have, that's cool, but I'll tell you mine real quick if you want, whatever. Well, for pod purposes, again, better yet. I don't think I talked about the second and third teams. So I have Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson, Anthony Edwards, Anthony Davis, and Sabonis on my second team. And I have Steph, Devin Booker, KD, and Paolo. Oh, and LeBron. Steph, Booker, KD, LeBron, and Paolo as my third team.
I fuck with the Paolo pick for obvious reasons.
Hey, I try my best against it for obvious reasons.
Well, yeah, but it's undeniable, you know?
No, it's very much undeniable. Hey, no, we can definitely slide a Clipper into there. You can pick Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden. You can definitely put a Clipper in there.
No. You cannot put James Harden in there. You cannot put Russell Westbrook in there. There's only two guys.
I didn't say Russ. I didn't say Russ, but I would. But I understand that the people can't. But, Kawhi and Paul George could definitely be in there over Paolo. But I believed in Paolo this season. Well, I don't know. Let me get the correct. I accept what Paolo did this season. Let me not say I believe because, you know, I hate that nigga. But I accept what he did this season. Anyway, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but maybe your mind's changed. And I also just don't remember. But who would be your MVP for the season?
Not Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
All right.
But it's also
go to hell. Go to hell. Now, fuck you. Go to hell. Eat a dicks.
But honest, go to hell. Honest question, though. It's not wild that Shea got the nod, especially considering that they're first in the West, but not Jason Tatum. I don't know Jason Tatum's numbers, but, I know Shea's good, but, best player on best team of the Western Conference versus best player on best team of the Eastern Conference.
Okay, well, if we were gonna break it down to just that, what conference is better?
I mean, it is the Western Conference. All right,
so what are we talking about? If we were gonna break it down to that, what are we talking about? If we're breaking it down to that, if you have something else, I mean, sure.
Dude, do the Thunder play tomorrow? Because, I legit need to watch, wire to wire this game.
Because,
not even on Hayden shit, I'm like, when I think of the Thunder, I'm like, yo, my nigga Chet.
Yeah, hey, I understand you thinking that. Yes, one, yes, they do play tomorrow. Two, it's not like that at all. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, he actually had a down year. As far as points concerned, from last year, he averaged 30.1. He had 6 assists and 6 rebounds a game, so he's averaging 36-6 with 2 steals and 1 block. Jason Tatum this season averaged, and his team is much better. At least the names are much bigger on his team, but he averaged 27-8-5. One steal.
Okay. Well, from numbers to numbers, and back into answer the question. I think it's Jokic's to lose. And as far as who would be in second place, for me, I'm having Luka in second place.
I mean.
Can you get? Can you give me your Luka case? Like, why would you give, like? You know, I love Luka. I love Luka before you. But like, why? Like, why would you say Luka's MVP?
I got my phone in front of me. Oh, this game started. I'm tripping.
Oh yeah, they're playing right now, aren't they?
Yeah, like if I'm off, please tell me that I'm off. But with I'm trying to pull this here actually. Has this been the most successful year from a record perspective that the Mavs have ever had since Luka got drafted?
I believe so, yes.
So with 50-34 averaging, I mean, basically 34, it's 33.9, but 34 points, 9 in basically 10 assists. Yeah,
actually they might have been
49% shooting.
They might have, I don't know, they were 51 or something this season. I don't have the record in front of me. He may have had a better record by like a game or two, like not nothing crazy, like not like oh 8, 9, 10, like nah, they might have won 55.
Okay. But if that were to have been the case, then that had to have been within like the first maybe 2-3 years of his career, which is still good and still saying something. But like he obviously wasn't in like those types of legitimate talks, considering that you're in your first 2-3 years into the league. Like now going into year 6, basically damn near year 7, numbers have been basically the same. Like there have been obvious dips when it comes to wins and losses, lack of defensive prowess as a team, and all these other types of things.
Two years ago they won. So actually 2022 was the best record he's had, 52-30. But keep going on my phone.
Okay, William. So, I mean, flowing in that ballpark, I suppose. But, I just like this nigga. Well, like, not I just like this nigga, but, like, I legit told myself, because I was keeping on my fantasy basketball team as well, and he was my first pick. Like, yo, I really want to make a concerted effort to watch as much Luka Doncic as I can.
I mean, he did average 34, 9, and 10.
On damn near 49% shooting. This nigga is a wizard, dog. Like, yes, Kyrie is my nigga. You know how I fuck with Kyrie and shit like that. And if you ask me, I think they should have more looks to run through Kyrie to, like, combat this Clippers team. But
are
a fucking wizard, man. That's why I came from with the whole thing of the difference for me between Luka and Jokic is that Jokic is 7 foot.
But are his numbers more, or like, if he were to win MVP, it's not because he's the best player on the best team, because they're not the best team. So are his numbers good enough to say he's the MVP?
34-9-10 on 49% shooting?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, no, it's pretty good. But then again, like, I mean, I want it honestly has very, very little to do with him going to Kentucky, because to be even more honest, I wouldn't really watch Kentucky like that at that time. And they didn't really do shit. So why would I even know this nigga's name, who was a late lottery pick to the Clippers? But we were not talking about OKC being a one seed at the beginning of the season. If anything, we're talking about them being a play-in team. Like, if anything, I think it's more realistic to be like, all right, well, I think whenever Ja does come back and play, like, I mean, they're probably the same team, but I would give the edge to the Grizzlies because they've been there, and, you know, Ja's probably a little better than Shea. But that may have been the common narrative. The nigga had a down year and averaged 36-6. I would love to think that it had a lot to do with Chet. Unfortunately, if we're just looking at numbers, Chet was just there. If we're looking at numbers, that's the reason Shea went down from 31 points a game to 30 points a game, because Chet was playing.
and they're the one seed in the Western Conference. I know I'm preaching to the choir because I know that nobody like when actual the votes are said and done, like it's gonna be Jokic, but like Jokic, he averaged 26, 12, and 9, one steal, one block. I'm rounding up with all this. I'm favorably rounding up and rounding down where obviously you should round down. But he's averaging 26, 1, 1, 9, and 12. Great. Great numbers. But he's also not the one seed. Like, objectively, would you take Jokic's numbers over Shea's numbers? Like, seriously, objectively? Jokic is averaging 26, 9, and 12 to Shea's 36 and 6 without the defensive stats. If you want the defensive stats, then Jokic is averaging one steal, one block to Shea's two steals and probably one block if I round up.
It may not be a fair thing because they play different positions, but can I get the shooting splits?
Sure. Shea is 50% from the field to Jokic's 58% from the field. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, no, my fault. Shea is 54% from the field to Jokic's 58%. From three, Shea is 35% to Jokic's 36%. And from the free throw line, Shea is 87%. To Jokic's 82%. Jokic played 79 games to Shea 75. Jokic played 35 minutes to Shea's 34 minutes. So Shea played less.
Yeah. I mean, I give the edge to Shea. Even just with like tone and word choice, like I mean, it's almost a crapshoot of like who would you rather at that point.
This is what bothers me. Minus, like, all the shit that was going on, I just, like, have never really been that big on Ja Morant. Not saying I hated him. I was just not big on him. Like, I think that they were overhyping him, like, just trying to force-feed him the face of the league. And I'm just like, if y'all are going to be force-feeding anyone, like, I know, like, y'all are retarded. So y'all go from, okay, well, it's not working with Zion, so force-feed is the number two pick. But, like, you could have, like, it didn't even have to be anybody from that draft class if you're going to force feed anything. But they chose to force feed Ja Morant. So because of that, he has an inflated sense of worth to a lot of people, value, whatever, to a lot of people. If Ja Morant averaged 36-6 with two steals and they were the one seed, he played the entire season, he's unanimous MVP.
So at that point, then that just goes into the intangible star power debate.
If we're gonna have that discussion, Ja Morant is a star in spite of Memphis. I don't think Memphis is a big market by any means.
No, I agree with you 100%.
So I mean, Oklahoma. I mean, Shea is literally he's not the biggest star they've ever seen. That's what makes it even crazier.
No, I'm with you absolutely. But like, but at that point, like when you look at the three candidates from like a star, like from a star perspective,
who are the three for you? Who are the three? Luka, Jokic, and Shea, or is that the official three?
Yeah, those are the three finals.
Oh, that those are the three finals.
Yeah.
Who would I give it to? Okay, well then. Okay, so then we already looked at the numbers. The next conversation that a lot of people like to have would be like, okay, well, who do they have? Who do they have with them? Okay, Well, on paper, Jamal Murray has not really done anything outside of win a championship. Like, I could pull him up real quick, but, like, I don't believe he's been, like, an All-NBA third team, second.
Never.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he may have been an All-Star once or twice, maybe. Maybe. But, like, he, like, on paper, outside of that championship, his resume is very thin. But
Jamal Murray, absolutely.
But we all acknowledge that, like, Jamal Murray's, you know, he just so happens to be a guard. It's a guard-heavy league, guard-heavy conference. You gotta do some crazy shit to get those type of paper accomplishments. But that would be in Jokic's benefit. Well, with that same
thing. I mean, yeah, that nigga Jamal is like Chris Middleton.
Exactly. But is Jokic a little better than Chet Holmgren?
I'd say a little bit.
Okay. That would be where if Shea was on the Nuggets, I think they would be the same team. Actually, you want to know? I'll take it even a step further. I don't believe it. I would have to see it, but it's possible. OKC would be the same team as Jamal Murray and Shea switch places. It's possible. Cause like even like it's I'm on paper a fan of Shea. And well, and Jamal, like, hey, BBN, all that bullshit, yada yada yada. But like, I don't see them as what they like. When Shea was first team last year, I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, that's cool, BBN, but what the fuck? And once again, he's right here. He has nobody. Like, I look at the team expectations. Denver's coming off of winning a championship. Up to this point, do you believe the Denver Nuggets are a better team this year than they were last year?
Do I think they're a better team? I kind of think they're a worse team.
Okay. Even better. Do you think OKC is a better team than they were last year?
Definitely a better team. I mean, but like we obviously know they got better in a different way than Denver got worse in a different way. Well, I mean, not so much different ways because like Bruce Brown wasn't like the craziest of X factors, but I'm trusting Bruce Brown and giving him more minutes than guys like Christian Brown and Peyton Watson. Like you kind of have two of those to fulfill one of Bruce Brown. There was nobody to fill what that void was with Chet being hurt his first year.
Exactly. I was just about to say, and OKC also added the number two pick in the draft, Chet Holmgren, and who yeah, played all 82 absolutely. Games. Chet, I have his numbers up. Chet averaged 17, 8, and 2, and two blocks as well.
Yeah.
Two blocks, one steal. So is Chet Holmgren 17, 8, and 2 and two blocks? That's the reason OKC went from a play-in fringe playoff team to the one seed? Or is Shea showing a sustained, Shea showing he can continuously be great and he can be great with greatness around him if we're still allowing and assuming that Chet is still great?
Valid.
And even if Chet is great, in your mind, just so we can have an example on wax, in your mind, what would Chet Holmgren have to start averaging? I know they're different players, so in Chet Holmgren's version, in the Chet Holmgren form, what would Chet Holmgren have to start doing to be seen as Jokic? Like, because he would have to, like, overtake what Jamal's doing. He would have to, Shea's doing. He would have to turn Shea into Jamal Murray. Otherwise, we're watching the inverse of that duo in Denver, which is very likely the case. But you see what I'm saying? Like, what would Chet have to do to approximate what Jokic is doing the way Jokic does it? Obviously, like, I mean, I don't see Chet as the passer that Jokic is. So what, he got to average 7-8 blocks?
Shit, damn. Well, I mean, at least the amount that Vic has been putting up.
I'm saying.
Like at the very least, there should be four candidates for DPOY and Chet be in that mix. Or just take out Bam Adebayo. Like, I didn't watch the Miami Heat this year, so, like, I couldn't tell you anything about Bam Adebayo, so.
I mean, to be honest with you, when it comes to Defensive Player of the Year, because nobody's watching all of these teams for real. Like, if we wanted real voting, who's the Defensive Player of the Year, it should be exclusively voted on by the players and the coaches. Because it doesn't matter who you are. If you are in the media, you are not watching every single team. You might watch a lot of every single team, but if you miss 10, 15 games of any team season, you're going to miss the narrative and the story of that team for that season.
Yep.
Like, I watched like 60-something of every team's games. Well, that's not really possible. Well, no, I guess it could be, but you're missing it. If you're not seeing it live, you're missing it. And it's impossible for you to watch every game live. You can have them on in every screen and be in that room and all that shit. It is impossible to be watching the entire NBA season. So if you want the real who's the best, it should only be players and coaches. But for this purposes of the Defensive Player of the Year, players and coaches. Sorry, I had to go off. Except my.
But also, I mean, last thing for me, at least, I'm getting ready to go inside here. Thunder are the number one seed, but they also have the same record as the Nuggets, and they're also a game ahead of the Timberwolves.
True that. But once again, the Nuggets came off a win of a championship. If I were to told you back in August the Nuggets are going to be a top four seed in the Western Conference this next season, you'd be like, okay. If I told you OKC and Minnesota are going to be top four seeds, you'd have been like, okay. Of the two, I think you're wildin'. But if I had to pick one of the two, maybe Minnesota, just because, I mean, they do have Carl. They have some playoff experience. Anthony Edwards, he's nice. He's growing. Maybe he could develop into something. You would not have said in August, in September, in October, the Oklahoma City Thunder will be the one seed in the Western Conference.
That's true. Minnesota won again. I'm not sure if you watched the game, but it was 105-93 was the final.
There you go. Once again. If Sacramento would have made the playoffs, I had them picked to beat OKC.
I did too.
If Zion comes back, they can beat OKC. In my mind. But at the same time, if you would have asked me 6 months ago, is OKC going to be a playoff team? Maybe. If you had told me the one, they're going to be the one seed, nigga, I will give you a Bitcoin. They will not be the one seed, nigga.
Shit.
Michael, you don't have a Bitcoin. Nigga, I don't need a Bitcoin. What type of dumbass would say OKC is going to be the one seed this season? That's what majority of people would have been saying and thinking. So what the fuck are we doing? Shea is the unanimous MVP.
Pardon me. I'm going through hell right now. I'm figuring out if I actually, if this special tab was actually hitting on something today. Grayson Allen was a bitch, but what else is new? Carl Towns, in a Taco Tuesday discount of 14.5 points, only scored 12 forever. But that's just me.
Damn, hold on. So Carl only scored 12 and they still busted y'all's ass?
You know what's crazy? Not only did they open the fourth quarter with 11-0 run, but that bitch ass nigga talking about something, they got KD, but we got Jay McDaniels. Jay McDaniels led all scorers.
I cannot wait to see Anthony Edwards' press conference. I pray that Jaden McDaniels is next to him at his press conference. I just want him to be like, I told y'all.
Hey, I told y'all. We got Jaden McDaniels. Y'all thought I was playing. What KD had? What, 18? Jaden McDaniels had what? All right, then. In a playoff game? All right, then. The fuck out of my face. Y'all got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
This nigga Ant was 3-for-12.
Hold on. So Anthony Edwards once again was a bitch ass nigga. Again, whenever I count on this nigga, he is trash. But not only did they win, but they won by double digits against Kevin Durant's super team?
One's not really a super team.
All right, get the fuck out of here. Hey, y'all got 3 czars, man. We ain't doing this.
We ain't doing this.
Fuck out of here. My bad. Hey, hold on. Okay, so you don't acknowledge that it's a super team. We all know that super teams are big threes, right?
Because you got a big three, then that's what it is.
Well, I mean, a real big three. Like, I know everybody's just saying everybody is a big three now. Like, Steph, Clay, and Dre. Like, no, nigga. That's not a no. Stop. Shut up. But, like actual, like, start, like, the Clippers.
See, I would, like for me, the super team idea is, like, immense depth. Alongside two, like, stars.
That's the evolution of it, but you can't get that with the way guys are going about it. You can't get that by having a big three and having the good complementary pieces. The Heat were able to do it back in the day, but the salary cap was a little different back then, and it was just a different time altogether.
So would you say the two stars with an immense bench, with immense depth, is at least a close equivalent to three stars?
I would say
if that's the case, then cool.
I would say that's better than three stars. The problem is you're paying your salary cap says you have a big three. Your salary cap says you have a super team.
Right.
So the owner is just like, yeah, no, we got a super team. So Kevin Durant has 18. Wow. Bradley Beal, who I was told was cooked, had 14. So just 4 less points than Kevin Durant. So are they both cooked? I don't know. Devin Booker had 20. Led the team. BBN. Damn. 6-for-13. They all made 6 shots.
Couldn't get none going from 3. I mean, neither could Minnesota, but 10 fewer attempts. I mean,
I will say. I mean, you know, I'll throw you a bone. Neither of us watched the game, but Minnesota did take 30 free throws to y'all's 19. Now that's not crazy. Like, I mean that's big, but it's not like it's not the worst shit I ever seen. You can still win with that.
But an 11 free throw difference is a difference. No, for sure.
But I mean, you can't just. Well, let me also see. Y'all had 6 more turnovers than them. Now, this is the shit that pisses me off. And neither one of us watched the game. Now, there was an 11 free throw difference, right?
11 free throw difference, lost by 12. They shot the exact same from the field.
No, but you want to know what's even, like, shittier? Are you looking at the box score right now or something, or what?
Yes.
Look at the number of fouls for both teams with an 11 free throw difference.
That makes no sense.
Exactly.
That makes absolutely no sense. Now, see, NBA's cooked. What is this?
Y'all just fouling them all on shooting fouls.
That's the
or it was all ticky tack fouls in the beginning of the quarter, so they were just in the bonus for the whole quarter. It's very easy to manipulate.
Yeah. The only reason I'm not doing what a lot of people are expecting me to do with my favorite player being down 0-2 is that they're in Minnesota. Like, hey, you lose game 3, then yeah, I'ma crash out. But like,
bro, shit.
I mean, look, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, they're down 0-2, but look, they're in Minnesota. But they lose games 3, I will kill myself. Wait, what?
I will very much have all the sentiments of the world, but then it's like, all right, hey, guys, props to the higher seeded team doing the job.
Oh, sure. I mean, but look, if we are left here next week with OKC, Minnesota, the Clippers in Denver, I can't say that we'd be upset. But I mean, nah, nigga, you gotta have a team from Cali in that bitch. I mean, not the Clippers though. Anyway.
I mean, one more time.
I said you gotta have a team from Cali in there, but not the Clippers. But I mean, obviously not the Lakers either. So it can't be Sacramento, can't be Golden State. So NBA just cooked themselves, dumbasses.
Yeah, they did.
But anyway, I think the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. Am I crazy? I thought this before game 2.
Like scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're insane, you're at like a 6.
Okay. Because, I mean, well, hold on. They're playing right now. No, they're done, right? See? If the Pacers finish and win this game and tie the series 1-1, how hurt is Giannis?
Shit. You're Stan McGoody didn't want to say it, but, like, I didn't see how he got hurt. But the way Stan McGoody was talking about it.
Nah, hey, I'll tell you exactly what it was. To be honest with you, I guess I'll answer my own question. It looked just like when Kevin Durant got hurt against the Clippers.
I was going to say the exact same shit.
Yeah.
The exact same shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it looked like. So the Bucks are cooked. So we have the Pacers and the Knicks in the second round. It'll be entertaining. It's somewhat nostalgia, but I see the Knicks winning that series.
And mind you, let's say you win that series, you're in the conference finals.
That exactly.
Nobody
that's my point.
Checked on Julius Randle in at least 6 weeks.
That is what I'm saying. Everybody just saying, yeah, nah, he's on. It's over. He's out. It's a wrap. I looked it up the other day. He's out with a shoulder injury. But is that just like? Okay, Julius. Hey, yo, dog. I know it says you're out for 3 months, but like the NBA Finals is here. Like, you wanna just wait till next time we make it to the NBA Finals? It's cool. Hey, do your thing. Do your thing. Hey, you say you grew up idolizing Kobe, right? Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Hey, I'm sure we'll be back when you're healthy. No problem.
You don't even gotta do all that again to play. Just get a random bum ass nigga at a bodega in New York. Oh. Hey, you dickhead ass nigga. Knicks are back in the finals and you not out here, you pussy.
Find
five queen flips.
Oh
just,
shit.
Just to talk to this nigga, Julius Randle's gonna play.
Hey, you gonna play dead ass, you heard? Wait, what?
like word two?
Hey, word to my mother. You play it in this game, dead ass.
Yes.
No, but actually, you ain't even got to do all that. Well, I mean, you could do all that, but just throw in some nostalgia with it. Hey, yo, Julius, like, nigga, you can be Willis Reed, nigga.
Yeah, you could.
Nigga, you could be Willis Reed, nigga.
This nigga's watching that game where he came back. Bernard King, when he dropped 50 on Christmas Day.
Jalen Brunson.
Kobe doing work on
him. Exactly. So basically, hey, he going to come in for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, Jalen Brunson's average is 60.
No facts.
Dante DiVincenzo going for 40.
like playing for 70 minutes.
Meanwhile, we would not have got this done without our leader, Julius Randle. Tough it out.
Like,
Finals MVP.
Should the Knicks win an NBA championship? That is 1,000,000,000% going to happen.
Finals MVP. No, but I'm saying, like, I can see them making it to the conference finals. At that point, we assume it would be the Celtics. I mean, the Celtics can obviously win, but if the Knicks can make it to the conference finals, you can win the conference finals.
Yes, you can.
So, Especially if the NBA wants to get involved. I mean, we saw what they did last night with Tyrese Maxey. Well, we didn't see it, but social media has told me. Apparently, they don't give a fuck. Yeah, they just like, oh, yeah, no, hey, yeah, no, he got fouled actually two times, but hey, our bad.
Right.
But yeah, so I guess I'll end with this. Last night, I did have some music shit, but I do need to get out of here, and I'm sure you do too as well. You do find your team, I'm assuming you're a Suns fan, right? Or are you just happy that Kevin Durant had his 18 tonight? Like, are you a Suns fan or a Kevin Durant fan?
I love watching some good basketball, man.
Oh, so yes. Yeah, so, oh, my fault. So in that case, you're a Nuggets fan.
Yeah, I'm a member of the media. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do this. Don't do that.
No, wait, we're not doing that. My fault. Right, my bad. Right.
This podcast is not affiliated with the media. We have no official affiliations with the media, even though this is technically electronic media and like a digital platform and yada yada bullshit. We do not identify as media on this podcast.
I'll say this: should I proceed to crash out and the Suns lose in the first round to the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Oh, you crashing out?
I will be invested,
okay,
in what my Duke niggas are doing, because hopefully the Mavs can still make a run.
All right. Okay.
Hopefully the Celtics can still be the Celtics.
I know I said last thing.
I also think from a legitimate standpoint, the Nuggets are going to go back to back.
Okay.
Yeah, like, regardless of what Phoenix does.
Okay, so then I guess that goes into my last question, my actual last question. Who has the most to gain this postseason in the NBA? What player has the most to gain? So if you think the Nuggets are going to go back-to-back, so Jokic could be sitting here possibly 2 months from now as a three-time MVP, two-time champion, two-time finals MVP.
That is top, that is hey, nigga, like, I'm if I'm not in the house, I'm your next-door neighbor type shit.
Very fair. Even though I don't see it, bring his fat ass to Cowboy Fit. I would say another I still don't believe it. I don't believe it. I would be disgusted if they even made the NBA Finals. But Anthony Edwards can fully walk into that whole Michael Jordan shit. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he could fully just walk into. Yeah. Hey, by the way, like, I know y'all been talking, like, who's next? What we gonna do? Like, I'm literally right here. I literally look like the nigga, and I'm better than the nigga. Wait, what?
And also you gotta add into it, like, whoever is going to be that nigga, and if it is a nigga from the U.S., the perfect wave of momentum going into the Olympics.
Absolutely. I have a whole conspiracy theory that I think that an international player is going to make it to the NBA Finals and will win the championship again. Just hold that. Just to make it even that much more of a, yeah, we got him, we're back, whenever the USA wins the gold medal, assuming we win the gold medal.
I sure hope.
Like if some fucking, like, if Denver wins or if Philly wins or if Dallas wins, if the Bucks win, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can be like, all right, fine, yeah, bet. Hey, we still them though. Y'all still our sons. Give us our championship. But so Anthony Edwards, like, he's what, 22, 23, and he could walk into, like, yeah, like, I'm. If he won a championship and a Finals MVP this season, he would, obviously neither one of us were living in that period, but I think that he would be, in most people's eyes, the equivalent to the way we saw Michael Jordan in 1993.
I agree. This nigga's gonna be 23 in August.
And that would the thing is, that would be Michael Jordan. That would be him ending a three-peat in 1993. We're talking about Anthony Edwards possibly having one. That's how much shit's changed. But, like, I think, like, again, neither one of us were alive. I could be absolutely 1,000% off. But I think he would, in a lot of people's eyes, and it might just be by default, I think there's more people on the earth than there were at that time. So, anyway. And then also, lastly, for me, I say Kawhi has the most to gain. If they win, he could possibly be the Finals MVP.
So that would be his third championship and his third finals MVP.
I mean, look, I'll put it like this. If that's the case and Kawhi wins to get the finals MVP, like, the only thing that is having people hoisting LeBron over Kawhi is longevity.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, 1,000%. I want to agree with that, but the thing is, they'll just be like, well, LeBron went to three different teams and won three championships too, but he has more than Kawhi. And he has more finals MVPs. If Kawhi were to get another.
Right. And I guess at that point, that would just go into the never-ending conversation of how much do we value the finals MVP nowadays. Whoa. Which I feel like everybody has that conversation once a year now.
Well, but the thing is, as long as LeBron is LeBron and the majority of people fuck with LeBron or LeBron fans or casual by default LeBron fans, they will always value finals MVP.
For me, I still hold that in high regard. Like, if you're the best player on the championship team,
but
you're the last team standing. Like, you're supposed to compete for a championship. And if you're the best player on that team that wins the championship.
No, I agree, but it's different when, like, it's different because, like, back in the day, like, in theory, it was always going to your best player. We have now recently gotten to the point where it doesn't. Well, I mean, even back in the day, there were times where it didn't. But we've gotten to a point where it can consistently go to a guy that is not the best player on the. I'm not even really trying to take shots at Kevin Durant at all. Like, we can go back to Andre Iguodala, Tony Parker, Shanti Billups. Like, Chauncey was the point guard, but, like, it was Rip Hamilton, Rasheed. Like, it was just a team type shit.
No, yeah, for sure. But especially, because, like, Chauncey Billups, like, that's a little funny in the light. Tony Parker, a little funny in the light. But that was also
Paul Pierce.
A different style of play back then.
Paul Pierce.
Even Paul Pierce, 2008, is entirely different from even 2015, much less 2024.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, we know, like, because I do know back in the day, what's his name, Vernon Maxwell or Cedric Maxwell, I think they might be the same person, or I don't know. But with the Celtics, they won a finals MVP, like, in the early 80s. What was his name? James Worthy. Not saying he's, like, not one of them guys, but he's not Magic or Kareem. He got to find, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, finals MVP is just, like, when your team is so OD, like, it just happens to be the nigga that got hot or the nigga that did his shit in that series. It does not necessarily mean, oh, well, he was the reason why they won. It was him and nobody else. Well, yeah, that could arguably be the case for that individual series. But you got to get to that point. But nobody cares. That it's just like in football, we're just smarter in football. Like, Super Bowl MVP, like, we really don't give a fuck who wins it. If your favorite team's quarterback wins it, then, like, cool. Like, because obviously if that's your favorite team, you more than likely fuck with the quarterback. So, like, I love it every single time Patrick Mahomes wins it. But I would have never been upset if it went to Travis Kelce, if it went to Jerick McKinnon, if it went to Isaiah Pacheco, if it went to, like, I would have, if they deserved it, if it went to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
It just... is what it is. It's who performed the best in that game. Like, Antonio, or not Antonio, yeah, what's his name? Fucking Deion Branch has a finals MVP that Tom Brady played in.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? But if for some reason in basketball, if you don't get finals MVP, you was fucking carried, you trash ass bitch.
And I'm trying to think of what, like, was the exact moment that shifted that discourse, right?
2012. Because, like, I would love to hear. 2012.
Oh, okay.
Because if the Heat would have won in 2011, Dwayne Wade would have been finals MVP. If LeBron would have just been just a little less ass, they win that championship. But because of his numbers, Dwayne Wade would have been finals MVP. And that completely ends this whole narrative.
Interesting.
That's why I have a theory. We've talked about it before, but I have a theory. LeBron would just, like,
Yeah, I could probably pick it up just a little bit in like in the first, second, third quarter, because like I'm still, you know, concerned in the fourth. I have my mental issues in the fourth, but I could probably pick it up and we could probably like have enough to win these games. But like I've done so bad, I've done myself a massive hole. D Wade's playing his ass off. It's more than likely gonna go to him if we win. I didn't really come, like that's really gonna hurt me because like everybody's gonna be like, yeah, you came here to ride this nigga dick. Pause. And especially if he would have won the first Finals MVP, like they would have been like, eh. Like if LeBron was sitting here today with five championships, but with four Finals MVPs, I don't think that changes the conversation for anybody. If anything, he's even more so surpassed Kobe. But in that moment, it would have destroyed it, and people would not allow that.
I don't necessarily want to have like an extended time with this because as much as we book, I get out of here soon. Yeah. But. Pardon me if this does sound like a very broad and loaded question, right? But do you believe that fans have been given too much power or are too entitled?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because of social media.
Okay, yeah.
And I can also bring misogyny into it.
I mean, we can put a pin to that.
No. We good. It's politically incorrect. Sexist, socially acceptable commentary. Like, when you have people like Rachel Nichols and Michaela Andrews? Mackenzie Andrews? I forgot her name.
Malika, that's wild.
Malika, no, I hate her. I don't know her. Yeah, Malika Andrews. Like, when you give them the power to just say whatever, like, and just be wrong, you just have to accept it. The narrative changes. Like, Rachel Nichols has literally come out and said, Steph probably deserved Finals MVP in 2015, but like LeBron. She has a vote. Her opinion matters in the grand scheme of things, and that's her thought process.
But see, right, that moment, right?
Malika hates the Warriors.
And look, not towards you, but Anybody of that, if there was ever a moment for Steph to be a nigga, as best as I can say without my ties to this nigga, if there was ever a time for Steph to be a nigga, it was not the moment where Kevin Durant joined the team. It was a moment where that right there, like, hey, man, Dre, you by this award were the best player in this series. I'm putting hands on somebody.
Wait, what? You saying if like Draymond would have won Finals MVP or Clay?
No, like Dre, like as an Andre Iguodala.
Oh, okay. Wait. So you're saying okay? Say that again.
Like, if there was ever a time for Steph to be a nigga, it was that moment more than any other moment in his career.
Yes, but the problem is Steph probably knew because he's in the room every day with Andre Iguodala. If it was really, really, really that's like, but neither one of them, allegedly it appears, has that mentality. Obviously, don't know them personally, but has that mentality, at least towards each other. But I would like to think if at the end of the day, if it really gets down to it, I think all men just kind of have that radar and just know. I think Steph knows if it really came down to it, like Andre will kill me. So it's not really like I can really say anything about it. Like I might be crazy, but like I'm not going to die over Finals MVP.
Well, I mean, you're not going to fight your teammate over it.
Even more so because they could fight, and even in this hypothetical fight, let's just say Steph whoops the dog shit out of Andre Iguodala. If I Google the 2015 Finals MVP right now, it's still gonna say Andre Iguodala. So like, it wouldn't even matter.
Whoever was that vote.
No, yeah.
I would love nothing more than for that person to step forward, even if it's 10 years, 20 years down the line.
They have. They publicized the names of everybody that voted in that.
That's been public.
That's been told.
That shit.
That's told every year when it happens.
That shit is. because you defended this nigga, and he has like a, he took a slight dip in production. Man, look, man.
Yeah. I wish it was just the fans.
Damn.
Fans. Actually, no, never mind, because it would still go to LeBron.
Yeah, it would have.
Actually, that might have been, in hindsight, we might have just accidentally fell into something. In hindsight, that might have been what was best for the game. I think we would stop.
I think we would have stopped
giving a fuck about Finals MVP. I would like to think. Now, obviously, LeBron fans would just be like, "He was so great. He overcame his team and still won Finals MVP." But most people that are even, I think, even more casuals would be able to get on board with, like, I mean, yeah, like, he's great, but I mean, they lost. I mean, like, I want my team to win. Like, I don't really care if my team has the Finals MVP.
Exactly.
But that's
what it should be.
But the LeBron fans will still be like, "We did it. We got him. Hey, look. Hey, we got 4 Finals MVPs. Jordan got 6. That's all. We just need 2 more Finals. Oh, no, my fault. We got 5 Finals MVPs." Actually, LeBron would have played even harder in 2017 and 18. Might have accidentally won a game or two. If he would have won that game one, they would have found a way to give him Finals MVP. If in this hypothetical universe, we already gave him Finals MVP for losing in 2015. But I think that would have been great for the game. I think after, at least when LeBron retired, we would have stopped giving a fuck about Finals. Like, most people would have already stopped giving a fuck, because, I mean, I think we're going to start to see it. I think we should be seeing it the same way we currently see the Conference Finals MVP. But 30, 40 years from now, that Conference Finals MVP is going to be like, "Oh, shit, he got more Conference Finals MVPs." Like, we're literally living in the beginning of that. Like, 30, 40 years from now, that's literally going to be discourse. Right now, we're just like, anyways, that's what they thought Finals MVP was.
Hey, man, why David Stern had to die, man? Nah, you know, never mind. You know, I just got to.
They literally gave the first Finals MVP to a guy that lost.
Fuck-ass Jerry West.
My dog. But, like, they should have, they tried to tell us in the beginning, like, "Yo, guys, like, it's really not even that big a deal." No, it's everything. Y'all have no idea what you created.
Some of the worst shit, man.
They should have a Robin.
He's got you on this baseball shit, dog.
They should have a Robin Award. Obviously, don't name it that. Name it something else, but along the lines of the Robin Award. See what niggas like. Hey, nah, that would have been fire. Because in this era, it would be unanimous the Anthony Davis Award.
You know what that award is? That award is every team sports banquet that has a team spirit award.
Oh shit. Anthony Davis with the team spirit. Anthony Davis, this 6th straight team spirit award.
Hey, this man's the heart and soul of the squad. So you're
Draymond.
The backup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. Oh, my fault. Oh shit.
Wait, what'd you say?
Nothing. Hey, look, so I guess I'll end with this. I know we've been trying to end for a minute, but I'll end for real with this. Actually, man, that's tough. I haven't told you or the podcast.